If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. Welcome to the Make and Design Podcast. I'm your host, Karina Gardner. On this podcast, we're unraveling the everyday joys and dilemmas of design, making, and business. For makers who want to be designers and for designers who are makers, this is your inside scoop to help you grow your business and bring more creativity to your life. Hey guys, today I am with Jenny Doan of Missouri Star Quilt Company. This is so exciting for me, probably more than you guys, just because I love Jenny.
Oh, I remember you.
When we first met, you probably don't because she's, but it was at the Salt Lake Quilt Market when I had glamper.
Okay. I think it was the first time. Oh yes, I do remember that glamper.
I think that was the first time you and I had chatted, and then I've remained friends online with your daughter, Sarah.
Yeah.
And I love Sarah, so it's been just really fun.
I like Sarah, too, pretty good.
She's an okay person.
She's an okay person.
So, Jenny is here to talk to us about your new book.
I do have a new book. So, I wrote a book called How to Stitch an American Dream. And basically, what happened was the people who wrote Joanna Gaines' book approached me about writing a book, and I'm just like, wait, I'm not her, and I'm not even a celebrity, I'm just a celebrity, I'm only famous in one little circle, you know, and so we decided to go ahead and do it. You know, you have to interview authors that you want and that sort of thing, and so we interviewed several and picked one, and he came out and spent like a week following me around, having me tell stories, all the things, so, and recording everything so he could speak my voice and write down the stories. And so we started doing it, and honestly for me, it's been the most amazing and the most terrifying thing I've ever done.
Why terrifying?
Well, because I went with my gut and my heart, and I talk about things in the book that I don't really speak about. You know, I live in the present. I'm happy right here. You know, I don't look back because I'm not going that way, and I don't really care what's out there because I'm right here, for Pete's sake, you know. And so I really enjoy being right in the present. And so for me, having to look back at some of those really tough things, I was married before and it was an abusive marriage. And so I felt to talk about those things, you know, and people have asked me why I felt to include that. And all I can say is gut and heart. But the thing that I learned that's so cool is that, oh, hello, there's fans over there. The thing that I learned that was so cool is that as we share our scars or our weaknesses, there are more that are with us than
that,
against us.
That is 100% true.
We have so much in common, and I think people like that I'm genuine and real, and if I make a mistake, we do it over. You know, they like all of that, and so to hit on some of those tough topics, you know, was really cool. The one thing I love about my book is that my mom passed away this last November, and she was close to 90, maybe 90. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Anyway, she's an avid genealogist, has advocated writing your personal history all her life, and she doesn't have one. And I know, right?
Was she doing it for other people, like her family members? Interesting. But she doesn't have... Mm-hmm. So are you writing that for her as well?
No, because I only know her as your children. Anybody's children only know you from the time they're 10 to the time they leave home, and they only know you as a mom.
It's so true.
They don't know you as a person. They don't know your dreams. They don't know what got you there. They don't know your hopes for the future. They know none of those things about you. And so what was really cool for me is as my children read this book, they were just like, oh my gosh, mom. You know, because I was just a mom to them, and now all of a sudden I'm a person. And so the cool thing for me is that not only do my children have, and it's not at all inclusive, it's, you know, semi-inclusive, but not only will my children have a record of my life, but my grandchildren have a record of my life. And I read the book on Audible. Mm-hmm. And so when...
So you personally did it.
Yes.
People are going to love that. To me, when the author reads the book, it is so much more enjoyable.
It's much more enjoyable. And the thing about that, though, is that was really hard for me because you can write words down, but when you speak them out loud, it was very emotional for me because we don't talk about those hard things. We can write them down. It doesn't seem to affect us as much. But when you have to read them out loud, you know, I'd be in there and I'd be like...
Yeah, so I was going to ask you, how often do you think you cried when you were doing that?
Oh, well, most of the things in that book are funny because I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm pretty funny.
I do know this about you, Jen. But the best part was that she had to point that out to me.
I'm a goofball. I'm just a goofball. It's just, you know, I just do funny stuff. And if it sounds like fun, I can be talked into just about anything, you know, and I'm just like, all right, let's try it, you know. And my kids, oh my gosh, I'm just glad they live to be adults because... We did so many crazy things. But anyway, so most of the book is happy and funny, you know. But we went through tough things. I mean, we were so poor. But my children, they just didn't ever realize we were poor. Because, you know, so one of those stories, Sarah said to me one day, Mom, I'm going to have a French fry bash with my kids. And I said, okay. And she goes, remember that when we were kids? And you just make... cookie sheets full of French fries, and then you get all these little cups of ketchup, and we'd put dill in one, and salt in one, and garlic in one, and so we'd have all these little different dipping things. I mean, we'd have a French fry bash, and I said, I do remember that. And she goes, she just looks at me kind of funny. I said, Sarah, do you know why we did a French fry bash? And she's like, because we liked French fries. And I said, because I had 9 of you to feed, and a bag of potatoes was 79 cents, and I could feed all of you. And so then a couple of days later, she calls me up and she goes, is that why we ate macaroni and cheese on China? You know, I'm like, yes, it is. You know, the poorer we got, the fancier I got, we'd be like, we're having a living room picnic.
Yeah.
You know, we'd throw sheets down on the floor and we'd have a living room picnic, or we'd go eat outside, or, you know, we took our TV out and went on the porch and I called it drive-in movies, mm-hmm. You know, and I mean, we just did fun things.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if it's fun, you know, I mean,
you don't think about
I just didn't want to live in drudgery and sadness. I'm a joyful person anyway, so that was pretty easy for me, mm-hmm. where it wouldn't be somebody else's natural go-to.
Yeah.
But for me, it was, you know, it was just like, well, we're living this parent life. You're going to be loved more than you've ever been loved, and I don't care that we can't provide you designer clothes because you're going to be loved.
So I'm guessing this comes through in the book.
It does, yeah.
Oh,
so many stories.
It. Okay, when does this book come out?
It's already out.
Okay.
Yeah, they can get it at Missouri Star. They can get it at Amazon. Oh, When the book first came out, I was beating Jeff Bezos on the bestseller list.
Sorry, that elicited a giggle out of me.
Right? My son calls me and he goes, Mom, you are beating Jeff Bezos. And I'm like, best day ever.
Tick that one in the
yeah,
books.
Check that.
So amazing. Okay, you guys, we're going to give you the links for that right into our show notes. I'm so excited, Jenny, that you came on. So fun. For those of you in Design Suite, Jenny is going to be talking to us in our guest expert series as well. Oh, so fun. And we're going to give you guys the links. Go check out this book. I'm so excited. I haven't read it. I'm thinking I'm going to get it on Audible because I like listening to Jenny's voice. And I'm a big Audible listener. So I'm so excited
too.
About
I
that.
I love Audible.
It's just easier.
Yeah. Well, so you can quilt and read a book.
You can quilt and read a book.
That's what I do.
Double dip. Hey, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome. See you later.
Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.